Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saint Anthony is a great preacher, a great worker of signs and wonders, just as the gospel of today predicts that those who have faith, those who are the messengers of God's word, the messengers of the good news of Jesus' incarnation, death, and resurrection, those who are the good, who bear the good news of the kingdom of God, will not only preach this word faithfully, but will be accompanied by signs, just as the preaching of Saint Anthony was indeed accompanied by signs, many signs which continued, even after his death. Saint Anthony is a great worker of miracles and known for this, but he's also a humble man, no? And thus, while Saint Anthony has worked astounding miracles both in his life and after his death, he's the one that we turn to when we lose our keys. No, he doesn't mind, you know, dealing with little problems, even though he's certainly capable of working amazing and great miracles. And this is the secret of Saint Anthony, is his humility. Saint Anthony is a man in whom we truly see it verified that God exalts those who humble themselves. No. Whereas he humbles those who exalt themselves, no. As many times he indeed humbled those heretics who exalted themselves and were defeated by this humble man who put his faith not in himself, but in God and in God's power. No, he did not seek to become a great preacher. He sought God. He sought martyrdom. He would have preferred to die an unknown martyr in Africa. No. And it was when he first heard God's call, he became a canon of St. Augustine, not a Franciscan friar initially. And it was the return of the martyrs from Africa, the first Franciscan martyrs, that is, you know, their bodies. He saw them on their way as they went to Africa, on their way to preach the faith to the Muslims, and he saw them as they returned, martyred, and venerated their relics. And he wished to share their fate, to bring the word of God to those who were in darkness and the shadow of death, and even if it were to cost him his life, to be faithful to this message, to this charge, to seek the salvation of souls even at the cost of everything, even at the cost of losing everything that he had in this world. And so, no, he sought this, but this was not God's will for him. God wished him to become a preacher, and so he was unable to find martyrdom in Africa and wound up in Italy at the General Chapter of the Franciscans. And it was there that quietly, without asking for anything, and without, he was sent off to a little hermitage where he cleaned the friary and did the various humble little tasks, almost as if he weren't even a priest. But he was a priest, and when one day he was called upon to preach unexpectedly, as I am called upon unexpectedly to preach here, then God's word showed forth through him. All that he had learned in prayer, all that he had hidden in his heart. For this is what our Lord says, out of the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. And so if in prayer we have contemplated God's word, if we have meditated upon it, then when the time comes, we will be able to speak of it in a fitting way. And indeed, Saint Anthony did so in a marvelous way. And so this humble man was exalted. He became a tool in the hands of our Lord, a tool in the hands of Our Lady to free many people from heresy, to spread the good news of the kingdom of God, and to bring innumerable souls to salvation, not only in his life, but even in the centuries after his death. Praised be Jesus and Mary.